Zakta Elga Mishnah Vaitam Sechtes Kalim Perichav Gimel Mishnah Aleph HaKader. Kader is a ball. It's a leather ball. What's on the inside? They stuff it with something. Pieces of wool, pieces of clothes that warped already, that's worn out. And they sew it up and it's used to play with. Yes, they used to play ball. The Imam explains the Batanura is a stuffed leather shoe form. The Fushel Minel, says the Batanura. Shoemakers have this form. They build the shoe like around it. Vakameya. Kameya is like a little leather pouch. Inside they put in a skula, a special writing. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos has a whole sugi about this. People know what to put in. It's a shmira. Vatfilin. Okay, we all know what tefillin are. Technically speaking, tefillin is a container. It's a leather container and it has parshias inside. As well as all these other things mentioned over here. And therefore, Zakta Elga Mishnah Negeya Behen Tameh. Now what happened was, shenikru, the stitches that held what's inside in these particular containers opened up. Oh, there's a small hole. Now one of these kelim mentioned over here, the ball, the shoe form, the kameya, the tefillin, became tamei tumas meis. And afterwards, it ripped. Zakta Mishnah Negeya Behen, if someone touches it, tamei. He becomes a rishon l'tumah, like anyone who touches an avatam. Ubemasha b'toichan, but if he touches the stuffing that's inside, whatever they use to fill this up, in the case of the ball, it's hair or pieces of wool. In the case of the kamei and the tefillin, it's the parshias. Whatever it is, ubemasha b'toichan, if he touches what's inside tar, that doesn't become tameh. Because whatever I'm using to fill up these kelim is not considered part of the keli and does not become tamei as the keli becomes tamei. Now you have to remember, says the Mishnah Achrayna, these things that are inside here are not mekabel tumah on their own. They would only become tamei if they were part of the keli. And this is not considered part of the keli. The Chazonish explains, when the kelim are complete, if there's no hole in the ball, the shoe form, the kameya that fill in are whole, they're not ripped open, what's inside is considered a chibur. So what's inside is considered part of the keli. If the keli becomes tummy, they become tummy. But once it ripped open, what's inside is not considered part of the keli. It's a keli that's holding these things inside, and therefore it's tar. Vaitre zakta mishnah ha'ukaf. It's a kind of a cushion they put on a donkey. Now here the way they would do it is they would take like this cushion, call it a saddle, let's say. But it's not like a ball you just, you know, put in like cotton balls. Because as you're riding the donkey, and it's bumping up and down, you don't want some of the stuffing inside to shift to one side. It becomes very uncomfortable. So what they would do is, whenever they used to stuff the inside, they stitched it to the outside. It's not just like the ball that they filled it up, like you fill up water in a cup. Here they mamish stitch the stuffing to the leather. Memel over here we say, ha'ukav shenikra, this leather saddle, or this cushion on the donkey. That ripped, and now you can see what's inside. Here, if someone touches even just what's inside, he will become tummy. Here you can't say that what's inside is not part of the keli. What do you mean? It's mamish connected to the keli. It's stitched to the keli. And therefore, it's considered part of the keli. And the mail of what's inside becomes tummy, just like the leather on the outside becomes tummy. So quickly, chazing over the ball, the shoe form, the kameya, the tefillin are all leather on the outside, filled with something on the inside. If it ripped after it became tameh, and you can now touch what's inside, so if you touch the outside, you're tameh, but if you touch what's inside, you're tahar. However, this cushion or this saddle that ripped, even if you touch what's inside, is tameh. Why? Because the stitches make it all one keli, outside and inside are one thing.